In Ephesians 4:11, it says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for edifying of the body of Christ." So here he's explaining the purpose for pastors and teachers in the church, and he says it's to edify or build up the body of Christ. Look at verse 13. "Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the what? Knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth," meaning from here on out, "be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ." Go back to Colossians 2. So in Ephesians 4 there, he explains that in order for us to not be deceived and not to be beguiled and not to be fooled by false teachers and false prophets and liars who are going to come in and teach lies, he said we must have knowledge. We must grow in knowledge. We must be built up in the knowledge of the Son of God. We need to have knowledge. We need to have wisdom. We need to have understanding. Look, that's why it's important that at church here, the preaching be a teaching of God's word. Not just a sermon where we go and we hear some preaching that makes us feel good. Maybe it encourages us. Maybe it even motivates us to do great things for God. But we need it to be a place of teaching. It should be learning. Because in many churches, it's rare that you're learning something. Okay? And it should be the utmost importance in our service, and it should be a priority in our preaching to teach sound doctrine. Otherwise, if we don't know the doctrines, if we don't have the knowledge of the Bible, if we don't know what the Bible says there are already people lying in wait to deceive us. I mean, people who literally, that's their whole purpose. That's their whole goal. They've designed it in advance. They've decided, hey, we're going to go in there. We're going to teach lies. We're going to teach false doctrine. You say, you really think people do that? Hey, the Bible tells us over and over again that they do. He said in 2 Peter chapter 2 that they'll do it. He said in Jude that they would do it. He said there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, look, there are wicked, evil people. Their goal is to come in and corrupt your doctrine. Their goal is to come in and teach lies. Their goal is to shake your faith and to get you to believe in things that are not biblical. The only way to defend yourself against false teaching is to know the Bible. If you know the Bible, you're not going to be fooled.